Is there lots of that too, where they don't say if people are half breeds or not? Or is that pretty clear?
No, it's clear. Well, I don't know.
Because people always talk now where they say, oh, my granny hid it, or whatever, right? What they say.
We never had that choice.
No.
I guess people did hid it, but...
Did you know of anybody that, like, pretended to be white?
But some of them are big Métis now.
Yeah.
But, yeah... But I suppose it's good if people find out who they are.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
But do you think with, like, people knowing genealogy, people actually did know who was Métis and who wasn't?
Oh, yeah. People know who people are.
Yeah.
You just have to, you have to find out certain names.
Yeah.
And then people, I always ask people, like, they say a name. I say, no, what's a real name?
Yeah.
Like, even though they say, that's my real name. No. What's your connected name to the community?
Well, you were even saying that person that mom said she knew, or we had like a mutual friend, and I was like, oh, he's a LaRondo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you have to go back to a name that is recognizable as a Métis or a First Nation name. Because otherwise, you kind of wonder who they are.
Because people have different kinds of names now.
Right? Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
Like lots of different names. Before, everybody was just all named the same, like... So it was easy.
Yeah.
A Laton married a LaRondo, married a Callahan, married a lawyer, married a Cunningham, married this, married that. And so I was like, okay. We all knew each other. Belfort, Belrose. We all knew each other.
Yeah.
And so it was easy.